all you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts in the business, most of them want to charge you for their website, and we give ours away. So enjoy. You can actually control the content there as well. So the stuff you see on the front page of the site, those items were submitted by listeners like you. If it weren't for our listener participation, our website would be terrible. So it's thanks to you for making it great. And you can actually vote on all of the submissions that you see there on the front page. It's actually most important to vote on the upcoming stories page. That's where the freshest content is. That's where the stuff that has just recently been submitted to the site appears. And then it has to acquire a certain number of votes in order to make it to promote to the front page of the site. So we'll see it more. We'll be more likely to see it on the front page. Other listeners more likely to see it as well. Go get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
There's a lot in the news. The main obvious topic, it's 9/11. Okay, so we can address that. Also, Johnny Ray, you're going to tell us about the Chicago teacher strike. We didn't get a chance to talk about the teacher strike last night, and I think this is pretty big news. There's a lot going on there in Chicago, and we'll definitely discuss that. But I guess I upset some people last night when I hooted to Twitter and Facebook simultaneously that 9/11 blah 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 was my hoot, and it was in response to a 9/11 truther who called in with kind of the same old talking points as though it was something fresh that no one had ever heard before in the last decade of us taking calls that were very similar to his.
I always feel like the 9/11 truthers are the people that push the 9/11 anniversary, at least on this show, more than anyone else.
I was listening
to an NPR show on the people who were celebrating commemorating the 9/11 event, the families and friends or whatever, and they were having a small vigil, and they were happy that there weren't all these people like it was in the 10-year anniversary at the 11-year. It's just people who are really interested here. It's none of the hullabaloo that was going on before. So they were, to some extent, put off by the 10-year anniversary and were happy that this was the 11-year anniversary and it was just
really
people involved.
Interesting.
What I think about these days when 9/11 comes up, something that I never thought about at the time, which was Flight 93, and I guess a lot of people are saying that Flight 93 was shot down and was not brought down by the passengers.
Oh, is that right? I hadn't heard that theory.
Yeah.
Maybe I had, but they all mixed together.
And I'm sympathetic to that idea. I've done zero research into it. I think what the evidence most people bring up is the fact that the parts of the plane that are on the ground or the crash sites are very widely distributed, not concentrated in one spot like where a whole plane coming down would do. And because
is that what engineers say, or is that just, your speculation?
Well, it's my speculation. My research is zero.
Gotcha.
And this is the thing is, there's all kinds of interesting things about the 9/11 story. There's things that, there's the hole in the Pentagon building. That doesn't look big enough for an airplane to go through, or not a big, giant 747 or whatever to go through.
Uh-huh.
And you're, of course, they've got explanations for that. Whatever the explanations are. And then how did the passengers from Flight 93 make telephone calls
right to
their loved ones? That's always kind of an interesting one. I mean, if this was made on cell phones, I thought you couldn't make calls.
Well, some planes have the phones in the seat.
They could, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
You have to swipe a credit card to make a call.
Yeah, my frame of mind today, it changes from day to day. My frame of mind today is such that I don't think of Americans as being people who will, at the risk of their own life, fight off attackers and bring a plane down.
Nonsense.
I think of Americans as people who keep their heads down and pay their taxes and are somewhat cowardly.
That's generally true, but yeah. I mean, you never know what people are going to do in a life or death situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sorry. I work with volunteer firefighters, and I'm telling you, these are people that absolutely would wrap a jacket around their arm and go after a guy with a box cutter. I mean, there you have the visage of evil.
Right.
You have the other guy who's from another land holding a knife and holding an airplane hostage. I absolutely believe that people would, this is a clear-cut case of what you should do.
I'll buy that.
And, in the same way that the people in the theater covered their girlfriends with their bodies and died doing it, I totally believe they would. I mean,
yeah.
I know I would. I can't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really want to rehash the events of 9/11. That wasn't really my intention. It was just more to address this, you know, this issue in general. Obviously, today's a day in which people will will mourn, and they will engage in, you know, memorial services and things like that. Obviously, the 9/11 truthers are probably out hot and heavy doing their thing, which, of course, will likely upset people rather than bring them on board with their ideas.
Right. I think that it's PR that they promote the 9/11 victims so much so that it doesn't look like they're saying bad things about the victims. But I don't think they necessarily are. I think they just have some theory, and they think that the theory matters, and I don't feel like it does.
Yeah, and I think we pretty much hashed that out last night. But the intention of my my tweet, you know, wasn't to shove aside the victims. I mean, that's tragic. People dying before their time, obviously that's always a tragedy in anyone's case. But you pointed out something, Mark, during the before we started the show up, and that was about car accidents. Like, there are a lot more people that die in car accidents or died in car accidents in 2001 than there were that died at the 9/11 attacks.
If 2001 is a magic year, there are more people that died in automobile accidents in 2001. Far more people. 10 times as many people.
According to the CDC, in 2005, 45,000 people died in automobile accidents in the U.S.
So if there were 3,000 people that died on 9/11, then it's safe to say that 10 times as many died in automobile.
15. Yeah.
Maybe 15 as many died in automobile accidents. So therefore, why aren't people mourning the death of people that died in automobile accidents?
Are they less important?
This is shocking to the families. There's no doubt about it.
Would you be more sad or less sad if your grandmother had perished in the plane crash versus an automobile accident?
Right. Because the deaths happened in an unusual way, they have some significance in people's mind. But isn't that really just a smack in the face to people whose families were lost in ordinary, shocking ways? You know, how many murders were there in the United States? I mean, who's holding vigils for these victims of murders? Mm-hmm. Who's holding vigils for the automobile accidents? Who's holding vigils for these?
Well, it reminds me of the story that you guys did a year or so ago about a train wreck where the public service employees were pulled out of the wreckage and taken away with a lot of pomp and ceremony.
Given basically a parade, whereas everybody else just got buried.
Yeah.
So, I guess the difference is
the difference is $60 million a year for a 9/11 memorial. How much money is the taxpayer kicking out for the automobile accidents memorial?
Yeah. The difference is also in that the 9/11 deaths are wrapped up in the flag of nationalism,
mm-hmm.
And you know, people dying in their cars, not so much. So it's the idea that somehow these deaths were signifying, you know, the nation coming together because, you know, everybody supposedly came together after 9/11 and that we should always stand united. And there's, you know, all this nationalist rhetoric that surrounds it. And that's why people feel differently about it. It's not to say that those other deaths aren't tragic. It's just that Americans are suckers, a lot of them, for the ideas of nationalism. And I think it's dangerous. I think nationalism is a very dangerous concept that encourages people to separate themselves from other people around the world, to believe in this American exceptionalism, this ridiculous idea that just because you're born here means you're better. You're better than everybody else in the rest of the world. Those other people, they're not even real people in comparison to you.
Right. There was a 1989 passenger jet. It was an Iranian passenger jet that was shot down. This is just civilian, shot down by the United States military. I think it was in 1989. It might have been 87 or something like that. Where's the memorial here for that? You know, a lot of Americans want Muslim Americans to step forward and denounce this kind of terrorism, stuff like that. Where are the Americans denouncing this? You don't hear about it anymore, and they have done that. You know, where's the September 11th, 1973, when the United States backed General Pinochet, ordered a strike on the presidential palace where 60,000 were killed?
Wow. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. We're here live. We'll take your calls about anything. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
We are responsible to cooperate with the Holy Spirit toward positive change in our lives. So let's be determined to eliminate the mixture that comes out of our mouth. We can't do it by ourselves. The Bible says no man can tame the tongue. But with God's help, we can do anything he asks us to do. So many people go to church and sing songs of praise to God and then go to lunch and slander the very people they sat with in church. I lean and rely on God every day to help me control my mouth because I need his help. I want good things to come out of it. Can you or I tame our tongue? The truth is that we cannot do it without God's help, but with God all things are possible, even the taming of the tongue. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, enjoy all the features that we have there. We give them to you. They're totally free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. So head on over there and grab up archives, for instance. You can take as many episodes of the show as you like. Download them at your leisure and do what you want with them. Go to freetalklive.com. In fact, if you click on the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, then that'll take you to a bunch of archives going back for years. You click the Share button on any one of those archives that you like, that you want to share with your friends, maybe on Facebook or Twitter, Reddit, or many other social networking sites.
There's a lot of them out there.
You just click that Share button and it makes it easy for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI will do it for you. SACL CAI, they handle our, they do our, they sponsor our phone lines here. The, one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. And, you know, if you want to help a business that, you know, the principals believe in Liberty, they're a good business to deal with. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Jason Osborne's a fantastic dude. I think he studied economics at George Mason University. Am I right?
He's got a doctorate or something, right?
I think that he's got like a PhD
or
something close to it. Yeah, right. Yeah. It may not, like, he may not have finished one test. I'm not sure. I haven't got the final story out of him on it. I asked him one time, and I wasn't left really feeling like I knew what the answer to the question was. Yeah. Maybe it's some kind of special degree I don't entirely understand. I don't know what to say.
He's pretty smart when it comes to that whole economics.
Yeah, he's got it down.
All right, let's go to the phones and your thoughts. You know, whether you want to talk about 9/11 and all the issues that surround that or not, that's up to you. Let's go to Jeff, listening in California. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
hi. So let's see where I wanted to start with things. I guess I should just say I got into a pretty heated debate with an old alumni friend of mine who's a quote-unquote Trotskyite. Is what he calls himself.
Trotskyite?
He tends to get very emotional with people, particularly libertarians. I think he has sort of a thing against them. And they're very non-productive. But what he accused me of is never getting any, you know, libertarians never get anything done and never accomplish any collective action. And of course, I pointed out you guys in New Hampshire and Keene, and he didn't even really listen, but, you know, as an immediate counterexample. But it got
generally, though,
myself.
He's probably right.
And,
I mean, generally.
Here in California.
I generally say socialists
job, a wife
do the same
a
thing.
Green Party person, you know, that's a whole other story. I got two kids, and so I was kind of thinking about ways of being active myself. You know, I'm hoping someday to persuade her to buy some vacation property in New Hampshire, but that's a long way away.
So you said your wife is in the Green Party?
I don't think he can hear us.
I don't
think he can either.
This.
Jeff, can you hear us? Jeff?
But
nope. He cannot.
I did want to mention a couple of things that had got me going on right away. Debate I had with him. I signed up for the AMP program with you guys. So that was
we like that.
First
thank you.
Jeff, if I believed you could hear me, I would say that I really appreciate you signing up for the AMP program. You're pausing now like you can hear us. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just kind of sort of breathlessly ranted there for a second.
I don't think you could hear us.
No,
Jeff.
You had paused a couple times, and we tried to talk to you, and it was not working. So let's go back to what you were saying before. I had asked, just to clarify, you said that your wife is in the Green Party?
She identifies as a Green. She's at least, you know, the thing I like about her is that, you know, whereas she's all rah-rah about socialized medicine and Obamacare and all that, although she has misgivings about it, she won't vote for Obama because of the war stuff and the indefinite detention stuff and all that. She's very angry about that. So at least, you know, I have a wife that has some principles, even though I disagree with her. And I, you know, I think they're contradictory in a lot of ways.
I think she cares. If she cares, then you've got some place to go. There's things that you can talk about.
Yes, that's the way I think about it.
Very good, Jeff. So what else did you want to share with us tonight?
Oh, the other thing I did to be active, I've been actually on Facebook a lot, probably too much, but I actually got myself hooked up with a bunch of guys who actually run a page called, and I just wanted to say this slowly, sir, but here's what it's called, I Bet Ludwig von Mises. I bet Ludwig von Mises can get more fans than John Maynard Keynes.
I've seen that page.
Tell Steve I said hi.
I don't really consider that stuff to be activism. I mean, it's cute and it's fun, and you know that's great. People should do things that are fun, but I don't really think creating you know a cute little thing like that is in any way activism. It's just like rah rah, go team, basically. But you know, as far as things that you can do that are activist out there in California, I'd love to hear some ideas. It seems like it's a lost cause. Out there. I know a lot of people that have left California and moved to New Hampshire really, you know, aren't looking back.
Yeah, this is just what I came up with on the spur of the moment. I mean, I was happy to be signed up as a moderator for the page, and, you know, I certainly get a lot more people reading the things I post for what that's worth. But, But, you know, I just had a brief thought. One other thing, and I'll let you guys move on to other people. I actually called, you guys remember, I think, I called and I wasn't able to get through. It was about being stopped at a DUI checkpoint.
I don't remember what happened last night, so don't take it personal.
No, no, it was a while ago, and actually I think you and Mark were actually on the show, but I wasn't able to get through. And you guys did briefly talk about checkpoints.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Checkpoints are countered here fairly effectively in New Hampshire. I don't know if you've seen the folks out in Manchester actually have a laser that they bring out and they project on the side of buildings a warning to drivers to give them a heads up that you know there's a checkpoint ahead. But what were you going to say about it?
Well, I ran into one, and I had actually was in the middle of trying to tell you guys a story about it. I'd seen it flustered me, distressed me big time, and actually in retrospect, after I checked out some stuff on Google, I found a YouTube video that basically showed a guy who handled a DUI checkpoint simply by not answering any questions, calmly asking for people's names and badge numbers, and, you know, they asked him the question, you had anything to drink tonight? The guy refused to answer.
Yep.
And I thought it was beautiful because it frustrated the police to no end.
I agree. I saw that video as well. I would recommend it. I don't know how people can go and find it.
Are you conducting an investigation, officer? Are you asking me to testify against myself?
Yeah, I loved it. And I wish I could get a line of people. I just imagined in my head earlier today, imagining a line of people lining up, prepared to do the exact same thing, finding out when the next checkpoint is, and just getting a line of cars set up.
You can absolutely do that in New Hampshire. You can absolutely do that. I thank you for the call, Jeff. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. I know Seth Hipple, who's an attorney and also a Free State Project mover, I believe at the last Manchester checkpoint, he drove through it multiple times just to mess with him. Yeah. So it wouldn't be hard. I mean, all you'd have to do is just, you know, throw the idea out there, and if activists thought it was a good idea, they'd join you in it.
Tell me more about this laser.
Well, it's green and bright, and you can program it, so you can make it say whatever you want it to. And it just, you know, it's very visible, especially at nighttime. You find a side of a building or someplace to project it onto from a nearby parking lot, and, you know, tell folks to turn away. There's a checkpoint coming up. Police ahead.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. 855. I mean, they're kind of expensive, but once you've got it, you can do all kinds of fun stuff with it. 855-450-FREE. You know, maybe project something on the outside of a wall near the jail so the prisoners can read a message, that sort of thing. 855-450-3733. Or just throw a party and use it for fun. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website. If you're a lady listener of the show, well, you qualify to be on the Shrine. Now, all you have to do is send in a validated photo or video, and the details on how to do that are over at shrine.freetalklive.com, or you can just go there and see the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can join us on the air. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, you want to get the name brands because, well, you know they're going to last. You know it's going to be a quality merchandise. You also want to get the best prices because, well, everybody wants to get the best price. And you can do that at ManVentureOutpost.com. Do the comparison shopping. I've already done the legwork, so when I'm confident when I say that ManVentureOutpost.com has the lowest prices that you're going to be able to find, generally, on knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors enthusiasts need. You can go there. They're family owned. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You can be have peace of mind that you're going to get the product in a timely fashion from ManVentureOutpost.com. They get it to you very quickly, all the orders that we've ever had from them. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. That's how kind of low prices they have. The manufacturers won't let them do it. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Patrick is listening in New Jersey. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Hey, what's going on? How do you hear me? Pretty good or what?
Plenty loud. Go ahead, Patrick.
All right. Yeah, I want to talk about some solutions, actually. I changed my mind. I wanted to talk about the news, but, you know, that's kind of whack. I figure why waste time talking about stuff that people can access? Let's start talking about the solutions. I want to talk about agorism.
Okay, that's a... And what is that a solution to?
What is agorism?
You know, define it first and then tell me what it's a solution to.
Well, okay, for myself, how I participate in agorism, first of all, it's a solution for me to the state control over my career choice, which happens to be many things. I'm a jack of all trades. I do numerous things. I'm an herbologist, if you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
I sell firewood. I make moonshine. My wife makes candles and soap. We also have a little seed company where we grow our own vegetables and collect the seeds and many, many things, various services that we provide as well to people. And the one thing that we try to do is we try to barter opposed to just using cash.
Now, let me ask you this. So you do these jobs, and it sounds like jobs that you can do under the table and you don't have to pay government taxes, right? Or you choose not to pay taxes to the government, right?
You could do these jobs over the table if you wanted to. Right. I don't think being the herbologist, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the herbologist and the moonshine maker, that's not something that you can, that's not above board. You pretty much have to be an agorist for that.
Just
that
saying.
The purpose of agorism is to take your services out of the licensed marketplace and put it into the open marketplace without asking permission to do your business. And I
right.
fully support that. I think it's great. I've been doing it my whole life.
It's right, but and I think a lot of people do this. A lot of people have all kinds of interactions with people for money that they don't report to the government. But let me ask you this. So you say this is your chosen career field. Did you choose to do these types of jobs so that you could work outside of the system and not be taxed? Or were these your type of jobs that you wanted to do anyway, and it has just this added benefit?
It's a little bit of both. I just so happen to acquire these skills that I have throughout my life, and I put them to work, you know, opposed to going and doing it for someone else, you know. But what is it a solution to?
What is agorism a solution to?
Outside of your own personal finance.
Yeah, besides growing, you know, getting some seeds, making some moonshine, and selling some herbs.
Right. Well, for myself, it's freedom. It's just true freedom, you know. I mean, it's risky. You know, a statist or average person would think that what I'm doing is crazy. I do have to be wary about who I do business with sometimes, but
can agorism be a solution for anything more than your personal well-being? How you feel?
I think everyone is fine to way to work.
You're breaking up a little bit there. You may have a bad cell. Are you outdoors right now? Or are you inside?
Yeah, I'm cruising right now, man.
Okay, you're a little better. Go ahead with what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying a solution for me because, you know, I feel 100% impressed by government.
Cool, man. I fully support it.
Yeah, and I could address that too. I see agorism as a possible solution, a fight against fascism. Agorists do not have the kinds of overhead that fascism, and fascism is like, to me, the public-private partnership.
Mm-hmm.
The overhead and the crippling regulatory environment, an agorist can outcompete the fascists.
Nope. Sorry.
Why?
You can't. Because you can't get big enough. You can't provide enough service in order to be able to get big enough to outcompete. There are a lot of companies. There's a lot of people
out there.
Because
the fascists, if you get big enough, will send in men with guns
to
stop
they'll get you. Just imagine mowing lawns against a company that pays, pays its workers and has the licenses and does all the things that it's supposed to do. You're just not going to be able to run your company. You're not going to be able to grow the company large enough to be wealthy. And if you do grow it large enough, then they're going to find you and they're going to get you.
But you can outcompete them in non-monetary ways, like goodwill, and then and accumulate enough goodwill to let those politicians go suck it.
If you've done I don't know what you mean when you say that you're accumulating goodwill. If you accumulate goodwill with your customers, you're always going to have an unhappy customer. If your customers know you're unlicensed, at some point some nasty unhappy customer, just because people can be this way, will turn on you. I don't think agorism's fine if you want to do it, and it's great, and I think people do it all the time.
Sure.
I grow my own vegetables. I do business with gold and silver, and I don't think agorism's a solution to anything.
Thanks, Patrick. Any other thoughts?
Well, I just wanted to say it's a solution for myself. Everyone has
a
solution for themselves.
Yeah, I agree with Patrick.
Wait a second, Patrick.
That was the whole point that I was trying.
Is this a cell phone you're calling me on?
Yeah, man.
And how many taxes do you pay every month on this cell phone?
It's a prepaid. I don't know. I don't look at the receipt.
You're driving in a car?
He didn't say he didn't pay any taxes.
I'm just saying. There's no such thing as agorism because agorism doesn't...
Like, there's no such thing as anything. Then.
Agorism is working outside of the system, and that's exactly what Patrick does. And it absolutely is.
Let me tell you something. Business is booming. I'm doing
You're working 100% outside of the system, right? You do
there
not
are a lot
have
a of pot dealers out there, and the government still exists.
Hang on.
And I'm doing way better than I ever did working for the man. I'm telling you that.
I heard you, brother, and I support it, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, Mark, it's absolutely agorism what he's doing. Just because you have a cell phone and you pay a tax on the phone doesn't mean you're not an agorist. It's working outside of the system that is the definition of agorism. Now, I agree with you that people selling pot isn't going to bring down the government. I agree with you that, you know, cutting somebody's hair without a license isn't going to bring down the government either. And I think you're right that if somebody goes, you know, if I were to open up a hair salon and not get a license, it wouldn't be long before somebody with a license snitches me out and men with guns show up to threaten me. So I think you're right that there's a certain level at which you can there's a glass ceiling, if you will, for agorism and how big that you can get. Now, obviously, if you're doing something that's totally illegal, you can get pretty big because that's all under the ground and there's a high demand for it.
Oh, and there's lots of jail cells for you, too, which is going to diminish your freedom in the future. If you get caught.
And
if you get
a lot
caught,
of people
and it
do.
Happens. Right? A lot of people get caught. I mean, it just...
Because people roll on each other and they snitch and
I just don't see
that.
Agorism as a solution to anything. He says it's increasing his personal freedom, but we don't get to see the timeline of his personal freedom. We get to see freedom as it exists today. Let me finish my statement. We don't know whether or not tomorrow he's going to go to jail for selling pot.
So? We don't know whether tomorrow
then
you're going to get hit by a bus.
Increase his personal
freedom. Wait a minute.
Freedom.
We don't know if tomorrow you're going to get hit by a bus or not. Who cares about tomorrow? You've got to do what's good for you now. And you can plan for the future, but you never know what the unexpected occurrences are going to be anytime, regardless of whatever your vocation is. If he says it's good for his freedom, if he says it feels good
God
for
him,
to go out there, how dare you say that it's not? 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. The mobile site is one of them. Those of you with smartphones can visit m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast and the software that you'll need to listen. So go to m.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're having a discussion, thanks to the last caller, about agorism, which is, I think people who use the term might disagree somewhat on the definition of it.
One of the problems with agorism.
Well, you know, it's a problem with a lot of terms, but...
Shall we have a Wikipedia definition?
You're welcome to pull that up. I think that some people believe that agorism is this revolutionary method of destroying the state through working outside of the system. I wouldn't go that far with my definition. I would say it's just working outside of the system, you know, doing business without governmental permission, because applying the idea that it's somehow going to bring the state down is a fantasy notion, in my opinion. And that's why I have a lot of agreement, Mark, with what you have to say about agorism. But when you make these blanket statements about how it does nothing or whatever, I forget exactly what you said. It was something that
I'm not exactly sure either what I said, but I can tell you I'm very grumpy when it comes to the ideas of agorism.
Well, I think that's because of some of the proponents of agorism.
And that's a problem, right? Like when you use a term that you know, that other people use, people are going to apply that term to you. It's one of the reasons you don't like to call yourself a libertarian.
That's right. Well, let me give this definition to set us out. From Wikipedia, agorism is the libertarian political philosophy that advocates the goal of the bringing about of a society in which all relations between people are voluntary exchanges by means of counter-economics. It was created by libertarian philosopher Samuel Edward Konkin III in 1975. Going on briefly, most agorists consider themselves market anarchists, while some proponents characterize it as a form of left libertarianism. Agorists generally oppose voting for political candidates and political reform. Instead, agorists stress the importance of alternative strategies rather than politics to achieve a free society. Agorists claim that we can achieve a free society more easily and sooner by employing such alternative methods.
I hear them talk about this as a general concept, and I was listening to one of them call Voluntary Values this weekend, which is one of the shows on LRN.FM on Sunday, after I had called, because one of the hosts, Emberly, had come out against voting and I had called in to defend the idea of voting, and then after that, somebody who considers themselves an agorist called in and was talking about these alternatives. We need to do things with that are alternatives to voting, like creating community groups and things like that. And I just don't understand how that's going to change anything.
Well, hold on. Even if you do create a community group, what's that have to do with voting?
I don't know. It's just something else to do, I guess, so they can feel like they're doing something.
But you could do that, and
it
doesn't
too.
Affect voting.
Right, yeah, I don't understand it. It's not an either-or situation for me. I actually, I give money to local community groups. I don't have the time to start my own. But by all means, if you want to start a mutual aid society, please do. If you want to start a road crew that goes around and fixes the potholes in the roads, please do. I don't see people jumping up to do these things.
Well, it's because it's financially not feasible.
Well, also because people tend to talk more than they actually do. But also, it's not going to bring the government down. Creating a mutual aid society, creating some sort of food not bombs, creating these community groups isn't going to end the government, and the same way that not voting isn't going to end the government either.
Right.
I mean, I brought up these arguments to Emberly on the air, and she didn't have anything to rebut them with. Look, if you stop voting and everybody else stops voting, it won't change things, because we've seen what happens when people don't vote. The government guys don't just throw up their hands and say, oh my God, no one's consenting to the system by voting today. We're just going to have to shut it all down. Damn it.
Dear God, they don't trust us anymore.
Yeah, go on doing what they've always done. And
if
that
your
is...
solution is to anything in life, if we could just get most of the people, the vast majority of the people, to do this, then you don't have a solution.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't have one.
They're not going to.
The gentleman who called in, what was the name?
I don't know. I don't have a list.
His claim was that it makes him freer. And I think the strongest...
Patrick. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
The strongest argument for whatever it is that one might employ in one's life. I'm skeptical and grumpy about agorism. I admit it. Readily, and the reason is because agorists purport not voting, and often they mix up things like immorality of voting, which is a pet issue of mine. I don't believe that voting's immoral, and I don't think you can prove voting's immoral, and I'm willing to talk to anybody about it anytime.
I'd love to talk to you about that sometime, but I'm not prepared.
Aren't you talking with Ben Stone from the Bad Quaker podcast?
Yes, we're going to be working on that. There was, we started an interview, had some phone troubles, so we're going to do another one.
Okay.
But, we're going to talk about that, but that'll be
posted eventually as Edgington Post over at our SoundCloud channel.
That's correct. And, I do as much, if not more, what people might call agorism in my life as the vast majority of agorists do. You know, we've got a big garden at my house, Ian, you've seen it. We've got at least four beds and then two more sort of undone beds and, then the fields of squash and things like that, two pigs. We've got a little farm going, and there's no taxes being paid on this food. I'm growing my own food. I do business with people in gold and silver. I do all kinds of things that would be called agorism, and I don't see it as a solution to anything. I just want to do business.
I think of Bitcoin as an agorist enterprise.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
Some extent that is, sure.
It enables agorism as well. The Bitcoin enables more people to do business outside of the system, so it's a tool for agorism as well as an enterprise.
It might be debatably, and I'm gonna have to think about that, but it can certainly be used inside agorism.
I'm just going to call that a win for me.
Just because you don't feel good, Mark, about the things that you're doing doesn't mean it's not a good feeling for other people who are doing it.
Good feelings are awesome.
And
do whatever makes
something.
You feel good.
And
if you want to do it in a tight little red skirt, do it.
And that's worth something. So you can't shoot down somebody else's experience. And Patrick is having a positive experience working outside of the system. He finds it empowering.
He's not outside of the system.
He's talking on
a cell phone that he's paying taxes.
Stop saying
that.
I'm talking about working outside of the system. He's doing jobs that are not inside the system. He's not working for an employer. He is out there doing his own thing, and he's not paying taxes on the jobs that he's doing.
He's not paying some taxes.
On the jobs, on the work he is doing, he is not paying taxes. He's buying weed and selling it. He's not paying taxes on that. To count the gas, taxes that he's paying is, you're being ridiculous. You're taking it to a point of extremity. So if he's having a good experience, then you can't down him for that. Okay? So you don't like the term agorist? Fine. I agree with you that it's not going to end the government, because the government's not just going to go away because you didn't sign their little licensing form. Then they're not going to go away because you didn't show up and vote today. by the way, it's a primary day here in New Hampshire. I did go and vote, but I'm not under any delusion that not voting is going to somehow change things.
Right, and voting probably isn't going to change anything, and not voting certainly isn't going to change anything.
Right.
Well, not voting won't necessarily change something, but you doing something else with your time might.
No,
instead
sure.
of voting, like if you just went and found a police officer and pointed at him and gave a giant belly laugh, I think that would have had more value than your voting was.
I had a nice car ride. I filled up the car full of people, so we maximized our gas value to get out there, and four activists went out and voted, and you know, we had the experience of getting to chat in the car, so it was a social event.
All right.
I don't feel like it's a waste of time. If I did, I wouldn't do it, and I think in a lot of cases, voting is usually a waste, but sometimes, you know, you can actually change something if it's at a local level. And that was one of the other things I'd asked Emberly on her show, Voluntary Values. She was on with Daryl Perry, who is running for a political office, as am I, here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And I'd asked her, you know, she had made some, you know, silly statement about how it was some sort of statement about how voting for people is immoral. And I said, well, wait a minute, why would it be wrong to vote for Daryl? Because the suggestion was that, you know, voting for politicians is, you know, giving them the okay to control your life.
Right.
And I said, well, what if the politician, like Daryl, is telling you that he's not going to control your life? In fact, what if he's saying he's going to abolish his office, which is the platform on which he's running? He's running saying he's going to, you know, petition the government to abolish the office. He has no interest in wielding power over people. So why would that be immoral? Why would? Because I can understand, yeah, it'd be immoral if you voted for somebody who said they're going to go kill some people or steal some money from folks. Yeah, that'd be immoral. But if you are voting for somebody who's explicitly liberty-oriented and principled, I don't see what's immoral about that.
I can't see how it is. Secondarily, voting for things like there's resolutions that are on the ballot, things where, you know, spending, you know,
they could increase taxes.
Yeah,
or something.
There's all kinds of things. So, you know, we want to buy this thing or that thing. You know, give us the go ahead to buy this thing or that thing and rob everybody in town.
They don't have an argument against it, Mark. Essentially, what it broke down to with her, what she ended up saying, was that she just feels wrong about it.
It's icky. Yeah. That's the argument.
And that's
fine. If it's icky, that's fine.
Yep. 855-453, but it's not immoral. 1-855-450-3733. Hour 2's next. You bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.